Nabil Daylilith? Is it Nabil Iris? I think. And I don't know where that Nabil place is. Somewhere in the United States, I remember reading about it. But I think it's a landmark, that Nabil thing is. I think it's a landmark. But a hill is just a high place in the land. All I've ever figured out.
Okay. What would you call something like a hill, only a lot larger, you know, great big?
Mountain.
Okay. And what would you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp?
Ledge.
Okay. Ever heard it called anything else? Just a sheer, straight...
Cliff.
Okay, okay. And if you have two of them, you say they're... Look at those two...
Cliffs.
Okay. And you said something earlier about a notch in a fence. Have you ever heard the word notch applied to, like, a space between two hills or something like that?
Well, I heard of gap.
Is that what that... What's a gap? Exactly.
What's a gap? Well, it's a lot of different... It has a lot of different meanings. I mean, the word does. Mm-hmm. But you can say there's a gap in that fence out there.
Uh-huh.
Or there's a gap between the mountains where you go through.
Uh-huh.
Or, well...
Or between hills, I suppose. It could be,
a gap. Mm-hmm. But now, I don't know what else you'd call it.
Okay. What would you call a place where boats stop and they unload freight?
Wharf.
Okay. And a place in the river where the water falls down a long way?
Waterfall.
Okay. And what are most of the roads made out of around here?
Asphalt.
Okay. Anything else?
Gravel, asphalt, I don't know what else. Concrete.
That? Yeah, okay. We call that black stuff that they pour in the cracks.
Tar.
Okay.
Tar, asphalt, whichever one you want to call it.
Okay. And if a road isn't paved at all, you'd
say... It's just called a dirt road.
Okay. Doing on time. I may have to quit.
Often.
Well, did I tell you I sat right in front of radio... What do you call that thing? Air conditioner with one lady. And right in front of it. And the microphone was just going...
Yeah.
You know, and there's all this noise. Okay. What would you call a little road in the country that goes off the main road?
Dirt road.
Okay. And suppose that there was a public road going along, you know, and then over here was a man's land, and his house was down there, and this road went off the main road onto his property and then down to his house. What would you call a road like that?
Don't have any idea.
Okay.
We used to call it the... Usually said the big road. The big road.
Mm-hmm. Which one then? Which
would
one?
Would be leading from the highway, made it to somebody's house.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, I remember when we were kids, we'd say the big road.
Uh-huh, okay.
Now, that's just a... saying.
Okay. What did you call the path or the track where you drive the cattle down to the pasture? And you take them, you know, from the barn or wherever out to the pasture. Did you have a name for that?
Trail. It's the only thing I know.
Okay.
Trail.
Say you have a big plantation, you know, like with the White House and the columns and the tree-lined thing up to the front, you know, what would you call that road that has trees on each side of it and goes up to the front of a big plantation?
I've never lived on a big plantation.
Do you ever
know? Let's see. I don't know.
Well, what do you call that little thing along the side of the street, little strip of concrete along the side by the street where people walk on it?
Just call it a sidewalk.
Okay.